on Yud Beis Amid Aleph. We're on Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The last piece of Gemara I found difficult, so I'd like to learn it again. We're going to start from Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav. It's about, I'd say, about 10 or 12 lines up. Again, we're talking in the Mishnah about a man that's magdish everything he has. And the issue was, what happens with the karbanis? Although it was a long Mishnah, the main point of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will discuss, is the Machlaikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, if the animals that are roi for a karbin, if you makriv them themselves, which I call Kedushas Haguf, or if you sell them and you makriv with the money, which I call Kedushas Damim. So we're going to get to that soon. First, the Gemara says, Rav Zeira, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, Be'emet Pligin B'Magdish Nechasav, Abba'Magdish Edroi, Kol Amamoydish Shul HaMizbeach. Rav Zeira says that if you magdish only your animals, everyone agrees that that goes to the Mizbeach. Amish is just talking that he's magdish all his possessions, or everything in his house. And Rabbah, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, said, Ma Pligin, when did I argue B'Magdish Edroi, if you magdish all your animals? But you magdish everything in the house, then certainly it goes to Bedek Habayis. So the Gemara said, Al daite de Reb Zeira nicha v'kasha al de Rebba. Reb Zeira is good. Reb Zeira said, if you magdish only animals, it's l'mizbeach. For the following reason. Ba beheima loy l'mizbeachi. Yesterday I kept on reading. That was my mistake. The raya is, ba beheima loy l'mizbeachi. Someone's magdish just one animal. Doesn't it go to the Mizbeach? So if he's magdish a whole eider, it should also go to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answers, there are a few gersois exactly how the words go, but the Gemara answers, Behema, or the Gra says, HaMagdish Behema L'Mizbeach, Ayim L'Mizbeach. He sticks to those words. If you magdish a Behema L'Mizbeach, you say, there should be an Ayla, whatever Mizbeach it is. V'lama Sosam HaIshazeh. Why did this man not say what it's for? He just said it's Hegdish. Who kaimer lo yeh el lebedek habayis. Rebbe holds that since he didn't explain, Mistami means that it's bedek habayis. So we had two shitas. If our Mishnah is arguing when you magdish only animals or all your possessions, Rabbi Yechonon's a third sheet. He says, Rabbi Yechonon lo shanya, there's no difference. He amagdish nechosav, he amagdish edrei, he amachlaikis. They argue in any case, where a person doesn't explain, he's magdish all of his possessions, all of his animals. So they argue whether the animals that are right for Mizbeach go on the Mizbeach or not.
Mm-hmm. I have clarity.
Okay.
No difference.
Rab Chayna b'shem Rav, Rab Avo b'shem Rav Yechanan, Kotshe bedek habayis shepoidam temimin yatzu l'chulin. Kotshe bedek habayis, an animal that's Kaidish Bedek Habayis, and it's Tamimim, it has no Mum. You paid it, it goes out to Cholim. So, Frek the Gemara, Masnisin Amra Kain. Is the Mishnah Mashma that way? The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, I think, in Cholim, that says, Vladon v'chelbon mutter la'acha pedyainam. That says the milk or the child of an animal is mutter only after it has a Mum and you paid it. But not when it's whole. Not when it's Tamim. So the Gemara says, "Reb Chiski and B'shem Reb Chista Tipaser Shepadan Tamimin V'Homamu." We mean you're really supposed to be paid an animal only after it gets a mum. Here he's paid to the animal when it's tamim, when it's still right to be a carbon. Now again, the rule is kedushas haguf. Some it's right to be a carbon, you can't be paid. Here we're talking that he was paid it when it was tamim, and then it got a mum.
That's a raya.
No, the first one was a kasha. The second one was a raya. The first one was a kasha when it said,
aren't you doing
Namra. Anyway. So, Reb Chizkiah B'Shem Rav said, Tipase, we'll explain it, Shabbat to me, Min Vahomamu. You pay them with a hole and then they get a mom.
Where do we say,
that's when you have a regular carbon that you said, Oilahi. Yeah, but here, yeah, here we're talking about a case in the case of our Mishnah where you made it Hegdish and you paid the Tamim. So Gemara in the Havamina thought if you paid the Tamim, it goes out. So Gemara says no such thing. So Gemara says it means you paid it whole, and then it's the Tamur is when you trade its Kedusha on another animal. It means you paid it. You're paid it for money.
The Vladis here we're talking about.
So, Homabo, we're not talking about the Vladis. We're talking about the animal itself.
The
Mishnah's Vladis, being arrived from the Mishnah that the Kedusha, is only after it gets pinyon, which is after
no
a mom.
Mom. No mom. Where's your mom?
After a mom.
He learns it the right. He learns it the
I right. don't know how he learns, but in the Taklachatim, he learns the
right. Taklachatim, oh, different ways.
Okay. Rebbe. When you magdish an animal, that's Reilu Mizbeach, so we're talking now, if you magdish an animal, that's Reilu Mizbeach, it has Kedusha Sakov. And when you paid it, it doesn't go out. He was magdish at Stam, and he was, and now he's being paid it. He's magdish at Stam, like in our Mishnah. And now he's paid it. That's what's going on. It's going on in the case of the Mishnah. When you magdish a whole animal and you don't make it a carbon, okay, either in Mishnah's case it goes to Bedek Abayis, or Stamin's case it goes to Bedek Abayis, it's the same thing. Right? So, Rabbi Yaisi, B'Shem Rav Chista, Mas Nisan Amra Kain. Here Mas Nisan Amra Kain is Benichusa. Vladan Chelban Asa Lacha Pinyainan. If you have an animal that's Tamim, and you paid it, it's Aser Achep and Yainam, until the animal gets a mum, it remains with Kedusha Sakov. Reb Chizkiya B'Shem Reb Yaisi, Kachay Bedek Habayis Shepodam Temimim, Yotzu L'Cholen. He says, Kachay Bedek Habayis, that you paid it before it has a mum, Yotzu L'Cholen. Why? In Tema, Lo Yotzu L'Cholen, if you're going to say it doesn't go out to Cholen, in our Mishnah said that when you make everything in your house kaidish, you take the animal and you sell it, and with the money you bring karbanis. How could you take the kachim bedek habayis of our Mishnah when he's magdish everything in his house and turn it into a carbon? It must be that you could be paid it. If you magdish balei mumin, so you can't bring it as a carbon. Nevertheless, kachay mizbeach chala aleihem leidamila is a mila. To which things are kachay mizbeach chal lekiza ulavayda for shearing it or doing work that it's awesome. Okay. Now the Gemara has a new case which we'll talk about a little more of an arichus. Hifrish nekeva la'ilasai lepischei ulashamai. Here we have a case where a fellow means to bring a carbon. Till now we weren't sure what he means. Here he means it to bring a carbon, but he messes up. A carbon oila, carbon pesa, a carbon asham have to be a male animal. And he took a nekeva, and he said, this should be a carbon oila, a carbon asham. It doesn't work. Now what are your choices? You can't bring the Ayla for the Nekeva for an Ayla. So your choices are two things. Either say it has Kedusha Sagof, in which case, you have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and bring an Ayla.
It already has a mum.
Or,
I mean, no, he first the Nekeva. The mum got it in the Nekeva. Mum got it in the
I don't know about that. So either you have to wait till it gets a mum, the Gemara say Yered, pastures until it gets a mum. That's one choice. The other choice is to say that if you make a Nekeva, for an Ayla, see, even as it is, it doesn't become Kedusha Sagof. It only comes Kedusha's Damim. And you know, it doesn't have to have a mum, you just sell it. So that's the question. The question is, what happens when someone messes up? He takes in the Keva, and he makes it an Ayla, or a Karban Pesach, or Karban Asha. So the Tanakhama says, Oysa Tamura. That means it has Kedusha Sagof, and it has a Kedusha. Tamura means, if you say Zutachazu, they're both Kaidish. It's a way of saying it has Kedusha Sagof. That's shita number one. Number two, Reb Shimon Aimer, it depends. Le'ailasai oisa tamura. If you make a nekeva into an ayla, it has kedusha sagof. Le'pischa yula ashamai eini oisa tamura. For a karpez or an asham, it doesn't make a tamura. Now this l'chayr makes no sense. What's the difference? If you call the cave an ayla, you call it a karpezach. So we'll see why in a minute. So Reb Shimon is the middle shita. And the last shita is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon. I remember Shem Reb Shimon. That's the easiest shita. You're taking the keva, you want to make it a carbon that it can't be, it only has Kedusha's Daman. So again, the first shita was it has kedushas aguf. Last shita kedushas damim. The middle shita made a difference between an ayla gets kedushas aguf and an ayla a pesach. Now, why? Well, what's the logic? I'm Rabbi Yechon and Tamid Rav Shimon. Shekeimatzinu nikeva ba'if ksheira lava ayla. Now, it's a funny svara. The Gemara says, since there are cases where a nekeva could be an ayla, which is by a bird, therefore, when you make a nekeva behema into an ayla, it gets kedushas aguf too. I don't see the exact svara in it, but that's the svara of Rav Shimon. V'amar Rav Yechon and Tamid Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Who is he? He was the third shita. He said, if you make nekeva a carbon, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. See, he says the following. He makes a kavachaymer. In bim b'minai hu chalak alav, there'll be a case of the right min, and still, we'll see in a minute the case, where it's the correct min animal, and it becomes kedushas damim. Koshke min b'einai minai. Certainly a nekeva and a zachar. Now, what does that mean? Eze min b'minai. What's the case of min b'minai? Shu chalak alav. With his achilik, with his division. Ben Shana, Vevi Ben Shtayim. Ben Shtayim, Vevi Ben Shloshalosh, Lo Yatza. We're talking here where you bring an animal, it's the right min, it's a zachar, but it's the wrong age. Now, if it's too young, you just wait till it gets older. But if it's too old, it's not going to get young again. So when you magdish an animal that's too old, which is min b'minai, it has only kedushas damim. So certainly, a zachar nekeva, which is two minim, certainly it only has kedushas damim. Am Rabbi Yechon, Shim of Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad, Kamad Rabbi Yeshua, Amr nekeva la'ayla, like kitsha ela hegdish damim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua holds in our Mishnah, when you magdish the things in your house, you have to sell them for kedushas damim. Kerem Shimon Aymer, the same thing we just had with Shimon, nekeva la'ayla, like kitsha ela hegdish damim. This last Reb Shimon ben Yehuda b'shem Reb Shimon said only Higdish Damim in Tema Kitcha Kedusha Saguf Yeru, and if you'll say it does have Kedusha Saguf, so that's what we discussed a minute ago. If you have an Ayla that does get Kedusha Saguf, what do you do? Which you can't be makrav in the Keva for an Ayla. Yeru, it goes to pasture. In Shas, Yeru means it goes to pasture till it gets a mom, and then you sell it. Amar Rebbe and Yirayas Divrei Reb Shimon. The Pesach. Now here it's important. What says Amar Rebbe Ani Raya is Divrei Reb Shimon be Pesach in Takla Chatin, the first middle sized line changes to Ein Ani Raya, which is the only way it makes sense. So again, Amar Rebbe Ein Ani Raya is Divrei Reb Shimon be Pesach. I don't agree with him about a carbon Pesach that it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Shemaisa Pesach b'shlamin. Now we learned if you have a carbon Pesach and Pesach passes. See, a makriv is a shlamim. That could be in the keva. So if this man made in the keva into a carbon Pesach, what's your problem? After Pesach, he could bring it as a shlamim. That means it could have kedushas haguf. We said if you had leftover asham, you sell it and you bring an ayla. So say the same thing. Amar Abin, no. Im higdish Pesach, bashlamim, gufay karav shlamim. This animal itself you bring for a shlamim, says kedushas aguf. Meigdish asham ba'ayla in gufay karavayla. You sell it, and the money that you use to sell it, that's what you bring in ayla. So it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Mahu kidain. What is the site of the machlaikis? Hahin amar higdish damim higdish. Hahin amar higdish gufay higdish. I use this expression throughout. That one man diyama says kedushas haguf, one says kedushas dam. Now, what case is this going on? When it says, what are they arguing? Well, first, you have a bunch of different pshat, and it fits a few places in the Gemara. One of them says it's going on the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, when a person magdish everything in his house and there's a zachar, one man diyama says you makriv it for an ayla, and one says you sell it for an ayla. So, the one who said you makriv it for an ayla holds that it has kedushas haguf. And the one who says it's not holds kedushas damim. That's really the aside in all these machlokesim we had to establish if an animal has kedushas haguf. That means it's a carbon, and if you can't bring it as a carbon, you have to wait till it gets a mum and sell it. Kedushas damim is something which you could sell right away. So in our Mishnah, we had a machlokes of Yeshua and Rebbe Lazar. If you magnish everything in your house and you have a zachar, could you bring it for an ayla? So now the Gemara explains both mandi yamrim. It's a very unusual Gemara. Look at the lash. Reb Zira b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish tamed Reb Yeshua. In a minute, we're going to have Reish Lakish saying tamed Reb Elazar. First is tamed Reb Yeshua. Look at his language. Daber el haharim velbana velkobene Yisrael v'amart aleihem ish ish mi beis Yisrael ashiyakriv laHashem laayla hakel karav laayla. Whatever you have in your house that's right for an ayla, bring it for an ayla. Rutzaychem tamim zachar minayin afilu nekevis. So pasuk is talking about a zachar. How do you know nekevis turn into an ayla? Tamim laimer babakol the rabbi says nekevis. Good.
Would that apply to Yiftach?
What about Yiftach? It doesn't mean the cavus human beings. It means the cavus animals. Rabbi Yitzchak bei Reb Elazar shoal, ksiv zachar, atomer pavakal, rabbi says in the cava. The pasuk says zachar, and you're marvin the cava. The kavasai ksiv tomim, atomer pavakal, rabbi's bali woman. Is it similar? You say tomim, and you'll say it's marvin bali woman. So why are you asking? It says Zachar. How we marvin the keva? Mm-hmm. What are you going to say by Tamim? We say L'rabbis Bali Mumim that you sell it in your makrav a carbon. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a Zachar instead of a Nekeva and a Bal Mumim instead of a Tamim? Rav Amar Shifta Dekatketa Beinayim. Here again, there are a number of pshatim. Shifta Dekatka means the stick you use to spread the threads on a loom Beinayim. Some say it means there's a big difference between them. Some say small difference. Since I never saw a stick used on a loom, I'm not sure what they're arguing about. One Madhyaba says, no, you're right, there's no difference. If you do a nekeva instead of a zachar, a balmum instead of a tamim, no big difference. Other Madhyaba says, what are you talking about? A balmum and a regular and a tamim is the same animal, just with a mum. Zachar and nekeva, that's two totally different meaning. It's not a slight difference. That's a big difference. And that's what he's saying, there's a big difference between them. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Machlaikis. So this was the time of Rabbi Yeshua. And here's where it's interesting. Rabbi Elazar Yimkaru Hamin. Now here it's a bit of like a mind teaser. If you put your finger with the time of Rabbi Yeshua, and you read, here it says, it's almost word for word the same. See if you can catch the difference. Right before it said time of Rabbi Yeshua and it brought the Pasik, here it says Tamid de Reb Elazar and it brings the Pasik. Again, Reb Yeshua said the animal itself, Yeshua said that the animal itself is an Ayla, and Reb Eliezer said,
sold.
And that you sell it for an Ayla. Good. Tamid de Reb Elazar, now word for word, kamat the same. Daber al Arav al Banav, Ashekruvul Hashem la Ayla, Hakoel Kariv Ayla. What's the difference between what it said before? First, the davar l'avarav hashekrivu l'Hashem la'ayla hakol kariv le'ayla. The lamed is the only difference. The first man Yehuda said le'ayla. The animal goes to an ayla. He said hakol kariv ayla. Everything ends up in ayla. You sell it, you bring it for an ayla. Ritzaychem tamim zachar yachal afilu ayfais. I would think even birds as well. Tamid leimer ba'bakar v'loy ba'ayfais. That Bakar and that Eifais are included in this pasuk that Stoma, they go to an ayla. Rabbi Yirmiyav, Rabbein, Barchia, Havi Yisivim, V'amrin, Taman, Amr, Rabbi Yechel, and Tamid, Rabbi Shimon, Shekein, Nekeva, Shabaif, Ksheira, Lavei Ayla. A minute ago we said, Rabbi Shimon made a chilek between Ayla and Asham and a Pesach. He said, Ayla is different because there's a bird, it's Ksheira, it becomes an Ayla. V'kai Amr Hachi. And just now we said differently. Just now we said, I would think Stam Oifais are an Ayla. Tamilayma, no. Now you make it Beferish an Ayla, it's an Ayla. But Stam you make it, it's not an Ayla. So there's a difference between the two drashas. Amr Rabbi Yaisi, Kiyamte Kaha. Kiyamte, I'm going to explain what we talked about earlier. Kiyaha Amr Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zaira. He said a rule. Kol she'eina yechayla li karev, lo hi v'loi dameha, lo kitsha ela hegdish damin. Anything that you can bring is a carbon, not it and not its damin. V'lo hi v'loi dameha, not it and it doesn't, and not, It's money.
You
can't be paid divers, okay? The Gemara is going to explain that. Like kitchel hegdish damim. Atam is yos lahakriv in at yachol. You say that you're going to be makriv it as an oila. Because of the oif, ain't at yachol. Dixir babak of a life oifis. Liftai say ain't at yachol. Shame life pinion. If a bird gets a mum, you can't be paid it. It doesn't have a pinion. From Ketzar Chlaima, like Kitchel, like Kitchas Damim. Therefore, it only has Kedushas Damim, because you can't say that since the Eif is an Ayla, it's a Raya that the animal is an Ayla, because he can't be paid it. Even the Eif itself, Stama, only gets Kedushas Damim. Chavraya b'shem Reb Yechanan, and Reb Eva bar Nigri Amar, Kumu Reb Ila b'shem Reb Yechanan, Tama dehintanya. The reason for the following price. Vim kol behema tamei ashoi yekri v'meno karben l'ashem. Every behema tamei, you can't bring a carbon. Now what does it mean behema tamei? It doesn't mean tamei and tar like touching a mace, because a live animal doesn't become tamei. It can mean a treifa animal. But a treifa animal says later in the pasuk, ma tamei loy me tamei. What is the extra tamei? I fill a tamei ba'oisei Hashem. Even if it's just not eligible for that name. What that means is, it's in the keva b'makim zachar. It's eligible to be a carbon. But it's not eligible b'oisei shem. You call it a shlamim, you can be makrivit. You call it an ayla, that's why you can't. So he's saying from a pasuk that if you call an animal nekeva into an ayla, it's la yakriv v'meno karbon lashem. V'kasha. B'doksiv v'hemet v'herich. What should happen based on this pasuk? If I make a nekeva and ayla, it's nothing. It shouldn't be kedushas damim either.
Right.
I made it kedushas haguf an ayla. You're saying la yakriv v'menu isha l'Hashem, so it's not a carbon. So it should be nothing. I tried to make it a carbon. It's not a carbon.
Oh,
so that's the kasha. B'doksiv v'hemid v'herich. A regular animal that you do pidyon, hemid v'herich means you stand it up and you estimate its value. So why are you estimating its value? It shouldn't be anything at all. So he said darshan differently. Vim kol behema tameya ashalei yakriv mekarben l'Hashem. Kol shenei rikar roi likarev loy kan v'loy b'makim och acher eini aset tamura. Like you said if it's tameya gave it the wrong name, then it doesn't get kedushas damim. I'm saying if it's not roi likarev loy kan v'loy b'makim acher, then eini aset tamura yas in the keva loyla. Abishena with the Karev Khan, right? The Karev Makimacher. Shankin Ayla. Shimon said that a Nekeva for an Ayla does get Kedusha, because it's right to be brought in a different situation. Rab Avon Verabayin Bon Kamer Rab Zera, Hare. A Raiva Van Nirva. Raiva and Nirva are animals that we use for an Aveira, that we use for a human being had some type of intimacy with the animal. Raiva v'hanirva, she'enam ruyili karev, le'kam v'loi b'makim acher, harein oisa t'mura. There are animals that are possible, and they do get kedushas haguf. You can't be makriv with them. You have an animal, it's a normal animal, but it was used for an aveira, and you magdish it, it gets kedushas haguf, and you can't bring it. Why don't you say it's not roi?
You can make t'mura.
Amalai nafani loy amarti, yala t'meyim mamish. Something which is tamei and mamish, meaning it's guf, it's a zachar, not in the cave of b'makim zachar. And the kasha b'dok sivem v'herech. And I used the kasha that in the cave for a zachar shouldn't be kaddish at all. But it's not similar to raiva v'nirva. Raiva v'nirva are a min that's rai. So a min that's rai does get kedusha sakuf. So what the Gemara is saying, and it's back and forth, is that the rule is, if it's a min, a type that's roi, it gets kedushas haguf. But the zachar nekeva doesn't get kedushas haguf. And the question was, if it doesn't get a kedushas haguf, so we had one man diyamar said oisa tamura, that does get, one said it doesn't get. The middle man diyamar, if you're going to learn from this pasuk, the Talmud of Shem is exeris hakasuv, so we had the kasha, it shouldn't have not kedushas haguf and not kedushas tam. That's the Gemara's maskan. Okay, we get to an easier piece of Gemara.
This may be the only Mishnah where the Mishnah is longer than the Gemara.
Well, here we have the Mishnah is longer than the Gemara, but there are a number of them.
Yeah.
There are a number of them. Okay, we get back to the contract. I told you last time, when you do a contract with the Beis HaMikdash, you got to watch out. Because the contract is interpreted for the benefit of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I told you that if you set a price, you got to stick to it. If it goes up, you got to provide it anyway, and if it goes down, you have to give a cheaper price. Now, I said it's for a whole year. I was wrong. It's, they bid out contracts once every 30 days. Achas lamid yoim, misharinis alishcha. Once every 30 days, they made contracts for the lishcha. Kol hamikabel olav, lesapik siltois me'arba. Let's say you won the contract, so you get four for azuz, four measures of flour for azuz. Omdu mishalosh. And the price changed to three. That means it's more expensive. It's only three for azuz. Yaspik medalad. You have to give the cheaper price. Mishalosh. If you won the contract, three for azuz. Omdu medalad. And the price got cheaper. Yaspik medalad. You gotta give four. She had kaidish, hegdish, alal yayna. Yad Hegdish is on top. To me, it's a little bothersome because would Hegdish really make money on this? If I was bidding, I was a businessman bidding, I would bid based on all the possibilities. It's a little hard to understand why Hegdish gained by such an arrangement. No? If you are bidding on a contract and you know that this is the deal, you would factor it in the first place. So I don't know, but this was the arrangement. Another arrangement.
Did they say it in the contract?
What?
Did they say it in the contract?
Well, if you learn the Mishnah, you know what the contract is, so.
No, in a Hanami, but the fact
that people, wins.
When people did it, that's what they, but Lamaisa, if the price went down,
okay.
Hegdish bid on what they needed. They needed
40 years.
So they had
Memel and Emeslia, another deal. You provide flour for the Beis HaMikdash. Emeslia, Silas. If the flour you provide gets wormy, Hislia Loi, you get it back. You gotta provide good stuff. Imhichbitz Yain, you wine turned vinegar, Hichbitz Loi. Another factor. Aina Makabal Maisa, Chiamizbech Maratza. You don't get paid right away either. You don't get paid until the Mizbeach, until it's the Makrivit, then you get paid. But here is an underman, the armor. We had him at the beginning in the Masechta. Tani B'Shem Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said no. Miyado Mekablu Mesmoiseyem, B'Kainim Zvi's name. He held that as soon as they took the boxes of coins, they shipped out the money right away. You have the money, pay the money. So this is a Machlokes.
It's destination.
What?
Still didn't reach its destination. They might have sent it out.
Okay, could be.
What was the purpose of bidding? You're going to lose anyway.
What's the purpose in bidding?
Whatever price is there, it goes up, it's your loss.
Well, Hegdish bid out a contract to get the best price they could get with all the things, with all the conditions. If I'm a businessman, I'll bid, I'll try to figure it out in a way that I'll be in good shape, that I'll do well.
But you cannot ask for a specific price because that's not going to be the price.
Well, if no one's willing to give a cheaper price than me, then Hegdish will have to buy from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can buy from. They have to buy from somewhere.
Ribis one.
Right. There's no ribis in Hegdish?
No, it's not, this is not ribis. There's no loan. But that's not, it's only usher the price going down. If I prepay, and I make a deal, I prepay, and I get the better price, that's Hegdish. Hegdish didn't prepay. You know, they paid afterwards. So therefore, there's no ribbon issue.
There was Hegdish that the flour became wormy. I mean, most of it, even if it wasn't Hegdish.
No. That you can give it back?
No.
If you buy flour in the grocery and then it gets wormy, you can give it back. Now, if when you get it, it's wormy, you can return it. If you take flour home and it turns wormy later, that's your loss. Even with the 30 days, yeah. If you, in the Beis HaMikdash, you got wormy afterwards, you could do it. If you take flour in your house, any flour you buy anywhere, any brand, you put it in a moist place, it'll get wormy. All flour turns to worm if you don't take care of it. Alright, we have an Agadita daf, a little relief from a very technical daf. Zakta Mishnah. Elu hein hamamunim. These are the people that were appointed in the Beis HaMikdash. There's gonna be an obvious kasha on this, but, Let's first learn the Mishnah.
Who appointed them?
Who appointed them? So wasn't my obvious question, but I don't know, I guess the Sanhedrin appointed them. Okay, God, well, I don't know who. But anyway, there were cabinet ministers. There were people in charge of different things as follows. Yechanan ben Pinchas, ala Chaisvais.
In a certain period of time. I mean,
we'll talk about that. That's what I meant. Yechanan ben Pinchas was appointed on the Chaisvais, our tokens. They sold tokens. Why did they sell tokens? you were not allowed to walk into the Arabayas with money.
You get your,
so you bought your token. Your the token was good for one animal, for one sheep. You don't have to bring your sheep from your house.
Okay.
They had sheep there. You brought your token, your chaysim, and you got your your animal, or your flour, or your oil. Achia was in charge of Nesachim. Masya ben Shmuel was charged al apaisos. What apaisos? Yeah, they did a geirul. For who goes for certain things, he was in charge. Psachya al hakinin. Psachya was in charge of the bird's nests. Psachya zehu Mardechai. The same Mardechai from the story of Esther, we find his name also in Megill, in Ezra. He lived to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and to actually be there by the beginning of the Bayesheni. He was in charge of Kinim. Lom nekroshmei Psachya, shab seach devarim v'darshan. This is Talmud Chacham. He was able to open sugyas and darshan, and v'yadeh b'shivim lashon. And he knew 70 languages, which we all know from the story of Bichson HaSeresh. Ben Achia acheli miyayim. Someone mentioned this yesterday, that Ben Achia was in charge of belly aches. Now, why we have to be in charge of belly aches? Kainim had plenty of belly aches in the Mikdash. The Gemara will explain. Nechunya, when the Rambam brings this, he says Ben Achia was a doctor. That's his lashon. Was a reife. Nechunya chayfer shichin. Nechunya was in charge of digging holes. So my grandson could have done this. Why do they have to dig holes? They dug holes for water. There should be a water supply. Gavini Cruz. Gavini was the announcer. The Gemara say had a very loud voice. So when announcements had to be made, he was the loudspeaker. Ben Gavar on the Ilash Arm. He was in charge of closing the gates. Ben Bibi Mamuna al Hapakia. He was in charge of either the wicks of the Mizbeach, or there's an interesting Mishnah in Talmud. They used to go around at night. There were guards who stood guard, and they used to walk around. There were, I think, 12 sets of Kayanim and 24 sets of Levium who stood guard. If you fell asleep, listen to this. If you fell asleep, they could light your clothing, which is a nice way to wake you up. We should do that in yeshiva. It would help. Anyway, so Ben, he was in charge of Kia. Ben Arza ala Tziltzel. Tziltzel is the symbols, the musical instruments. Hogrim ben Levi al Hashir, charge of singing. Beis Garmoy amaisa lechem apanim. Beis Aftinis amaisa ketairis. I tried to look if there were kainim levim. I didn't see. Elazar ala pareiches. Upinchas amalbish. Pinchas was in charge of the clothing. He probably had the biggest job of all. He had to have clothing the right size for all of the big day clothes.
What do you do with the parochas?
So the parochas is, it needed repairs. And also, some explained parochas is all the curtains that divided areas. He was in charge of the upkeep.
Why do they need holes?
There was flowing water, but for the Eile Regalim, they needed in the circumference. The flowing water was in the Mikdash itself. And they need it all around to have plenty of water.
Now, they all lived at the same time?
What?
All these 15 people are the same.
Oh, so that's the Gemara. When did they live? Reb Chizki Amar, Reb Simon, Rabbanan, Chad Omar, Kisheirei Dar V'Dar, Balim Nesaleim. They picked the most wonderful, the greatest kosher for each job, and they named it. The Charnam, Mishoya Vaisi Adar, Mana Shabadai, right? They counted whoever was there. So here is a Gra. The Gra says that just like Parai is a name for a king,
right,
and every Parai gets called Parai. How did it start? There was one very successful man named Parai, and everyone was called Parai. Like in Rome, everyone was called the Caesar. Why is everyone called the Caesar? Because Julius Caesar was a successful leader. So Caesar became the name for everybody. The Gra counts Avimelech. Avimelech, we find the name Avimelech by David Amelech. Bishana is Tamil Fne Avimelech. Avimelech was a king name for people from the Plishtim. So the Gra says that Beklal Yisrael also, when you had a person that was successful in a position, it became a nickname for later generations. So for example, he says Yechonah ben Pinchas was in charge of Chaismais, and he set it up. He was the main man. So in later generations, whoever got the job, they called him Yechonah ben Pinchas. That was his title. He got that title. It's similar. The Gemara says that the Gadol Hador, they used to call Moshe. Gemara says Moshe Shapik Amrit. Gemara says in all the generations they called them Moshe. You should know, in the time of Tanoim and Amiroim, nobody was named Moshe. You won't find in the whole Shas one person named Moshe. Because people were afraid the name Moshe was, or Avram. Nobody used the name Avram or Moshe or David. Those three names you don't find anywhere as a person's name. In you find Yitzchak, you find Yaakov, you don't find the three leaders, Moshe, David, and Avram, because people didn't use it. But the name Moshe was used as a nickname. Moshe Shapi Kamrit. So the Gross says in this Mishnah that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if he was king, if he had a position 20 years, why are you putting in a Mishnayis? It's saying that that title remained, Ledairis, to be the title of the person who had that, that particular job. Now, I do have to tell you that there's a Machlokes in Yuma, if Beis Garmai and Beis Aftinas were good people or not good people. It's famous that they wanted a big price for what they did, and they even went on strike for a while, and they got a lot of money. Pashut, it means they were not such good people. Man Yamo says no, they didn't want to teach it to anybody, they wanted it to stay, one man says they want to stay in the family, they were selfish. Other Man Yamo says no, they didn't want, you know, every shawarma store is going to sell bread like the lechem aponim. They didn't want it. So that's the reason that they kept it. So in the parentheses, there's a version of Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Hashem Yisham Rirkav, whether these people were all good people, only some were good people, some not. That's the parentheses. Turn the page. Amar Abiyayna. Abiyayna says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, L'chein achalek loy barabim, ve'es atzumim yechalek shalom. The Pasuk says, there's a great man who I'll give respect to publicly. Ve'satzumim, and the mighty people, Yechalek Shalom, will divide the booty. Now what is this a remez to? Zereb Akiva, Shehiskin Medrash, Halachis Vagadis. Now I do have to tell you that according to most Man D'Yomrim, Rebbe Akiva lived after Yeshaya, not before Yeshaya. So it can't be that Yeshaya Pshat was talking about Rebbe Akiva. It's just a nevuah that L'chein Achalek Loi Barabim, Rebbe Akiva was the greatest in Torah Sheval Peh. He was Misak in Medrash Halachis V'Agadis. V'yei Shomer, Eilu Anche Knesses HaGedayla. These are the Anche Knesses HaGedayla, some Agairis, that Atzumim Yechalek Shalol, Eilu Anche Knesses HaGedayla. Tiknu, Elamat Tikein, Watakana, Rebbe Akiva taught Torah Sheval Peh. Zu klolei supratais. Those are the drashes. The halachas he had with Messiah, and Rabbi Kiva darshened it. So he's called achalek loy barabim. What's this doing here? Since we mentioned great people in the Mishnah, so we're mentioning drashes regarding other great people. Omer Rabavo, ksiv mishpachas seifrim yoshve yavitz. A family of seifrim. Those, they were the family of yavitz. Yavitz was a nickname for who?
No.
Snir ben Knas. Snir ben Knas had a nickname Yavitz. Later, Yaakov Emden became a more famous Yavitz, and their families today, Javitz. The Javitz family is descendants from, claimed to be descendants from Yaakov Emden. But anyway, Mishpacha Seifrim Yoshve Yavitz. Who are they? My title name is Seifrim. We think of Seifrim as scribes. Ezra has Seifer. Many people understand it to mean Ezra was a scribe. But being a scribe is not the biggest title. Ella sha'asuas ha'tayra sfurais sfurais. They made the taira into numbers. What does that mean? For example, one Mishnah says, chamisha la'yitrimu truma. Another Mishnah says, hey devarim chayavim b'chala. Another Mishnah says, chamesha sa'inashim paitrus u'sayim. Another Mishnah says, shleisha v'sheish krisus b'tayra. Another Mishnah says, shleisha esrei david nemru b'nevela sa'if atar. Another Mishnah says, da'ar ovis nazikin. Another Mishnah says, ovis malachim abram chasachas. So Gemara is giving you advice in how to learn. When it comes to learning, count up. There are 36 krisos. You may not be able to count all of them, but you have a chance. If you just learn, like you and I do, we learn chumash, he's chayav karas, this chayav karas, you don't have a handle on how to figure who's chayav karas. So the Mishnah says 36 people are chayav karas, right? 34 lavim and 2 asays. So the 34 lavim, I don't know. 2 asays I could remember. Yeah. Which 2 asays are chayav karas? Pesach and Mila. That's a mitzvah say that if you don't do your chayav karas. The other are 34 lavim. So I don't remember all the 34 lavim. I know where to look it up, but hard to remember. But anyway, if you do, if you put a number to it, it helps. So it's telling you that there's an importance to be a cipher, to be a person who counts things and remembers it that way. Amrav Lezek Sivla Ezra Hakayin a cipher, Ma Talaim a cipher. Just like there's a cipher in counting Divrei Torah, it was a cipher in the halachas that the Chachamim taught. Rav Chagi b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman says an interesting language. Harishainim, in the earlier generations, when they learned, this is a mashal, Charshu, they plowed the Torah, Zaru, they planted, Nichshu, they weeded, Kischu, they fertilized, Idru, they took out this Kisru, they hoed. Idru, they made fences. Kotru, they harvested. Omru, they made piles. Doshu, they threshed. Zairu, they threw to the wind. Baru, they selected. Tachnu, they grinded. Hirkidu, they sifted. Lashu, they
kneaded.
Kitfu, they formed the bread. Va'of, when they baked. So they took Torah, they were able to chew it up. Anu, ein lanu melechel. They were able to delve into their learning. And we find a hard time delving into our learning. So the message is that the earlier generations were so much greater than ours. Reb Abba Brezmina B'Shem Reb Ziri in Havi Kadmoin Malachin. If the earlier generations are compared to angels and B'nei Enish, then we're compared to people. In Havi B'nei Enish, if they're people, and Chamorim, we're donkeys. So the Gemara in Bavli has the same thing in Babylonian language. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, when he came to Torah Vadas in 1974, I remember him coming, I remember what he spoke about, I don't remember his drasha, I remember his jokes. There are two jokes I remember he said. And one he said on this Gemara, the Gemara in the Bavli is in Hema ke malachim anu ke b'nei Adam. And anu ke b'nei Adam, anu ke chamayrim. Pashim Shat means, if you understand, if the earlier generations are compared to this level, we're on this level. The earlier generation, this level, we're on this level. He spoke about having covered for Talmidei Chachamim. He said, so he touched it. If you realize that Tanam and Amoraim were Malachim, so you're a mensch. If you think Tanam and Amoraim mention, then you're a Chamar. Because you think that people, so you're going to learn it. You say, oh, it doesn't make sense to me. The Messiah is that the earlier generations was so much greater than the later generations. And that's our Messiah. A lot of Bali Tshuva find it as one of the hardest things in learning Gemara, the idea acceptance that we accept and we work further. You know, in the sciences, you know, they could have been great people, but Galileo and Newton, they all got it wrong, right? And we say the other way around. We say that, I'm Hemak Malachim. So if somebody was Zeicha to see somebody like Ramesha, you understand there were people had everything, Rav Avadya Yosef, you know, everything on his fingertips. So, what am I going to tell you? Amar Rav Mana, Vayishai to Amrin, at that time they said, Afilu kahamrasi derpichas ben yoa, loi ariminun, loi idminun. If we're donkeys, we're not even pichas ben yoa's donkey. Now brings the story. The story is also in the Bavli. I think it's slightly different here. Chamarte, in the first paragraph, Chamarte derpichas ben yoa, gan visol listoi, Bilayla. Ganovim stole Rapichas Ben Yoa's donkey. Of this Timira, and they hid it. Gabayin by them, Tlos and Yoimin. They hid it for 3 days. Loi Toam Aklum. The donkey went on a hunger strike. It didn't need a thing. Now, Bosa Tlos and Yoimin, and these Ganovim are saying, what happens if a donkey doesn't eat? He dies. What are you going to do with a dead donkey? And only that, the Carbonator says, they'll find the donkey, they'll know we stole it. So after 3 days, Imluchun Machzarta, they decided to give it back. Amri Abkino Minhacha, just let it leave. Ulai Timus Gabon is going to die by us. Afkino, so they opened the door, they let it leave. Now this donkey had its own GPS. Ozlis Vikomisla Altara Demara. It walked straight to Pichas Ben Yair's home. Sharius Minahakta. And it started screaming. It's standing there. Didn't know how to open the door. So started, what do donkeys do? Braying. Started braying. Omaloi. So Pichas Ben Yoa, here's the donkey. He says, Piskun Lahada Alufta. Open the door for this poor, donkey. This, like, Tlasin Yaimid, the Leitama Kulum. How he knew, I don't know. Wow. So they didn't eat for 3 days. Paskun La, Va'olisla. They opened the door. The donkey came in. Omar loin, yavala klum. Omar loin. So he said to the people, yavala klum. Give the animal something to eat. Techol that it could eat. Yavun kuma sa'irim. So they put some barley in front of the donkey. Like Boaz Lamechel didn't want to eat. He's fasting 3 days. Doesn't want to eat the siren. Amrin lay Rebbe. So they go to Pichas Ben Yoav. They say, Rebbe, like Boaz Lamechel, the donkey still doesn't want to eat. Amalayim, Saktan Inon. Are the siren clean? Amrin lay in. Amalayim, Arimtun Demayin. Did you separate Demay? And you have to explain. Tevel is flat, is wheat from which you didn't take Trumas and Maestris. Demai is something you bought from an Amoretz. Mikra Adin, you could rely to Amoretz. Roiv Amoretz Maestr name. Mikra Adin, you could rely that they took Maestr. It's a Chumra Durabanan on Demai. It's a Chumra Durabanan that we separate Maestr again. So Pichas Ben Yar, he knew in his house it wasn't Tevel. So he says, is it Demai? Did you separate Truma from the Demai? Amrulay Loi. Loi Kane Ilfun Rebbe. Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Halakeh zera lebehema. If you buy animal food, or kemach la'irais, a flour to dry out hides, or shemen to la'ar, potem and adamai. What are you talking about? You feed animals, you don't have to separate them, eh? I'm a lion, so Pichas Ben Yair answered. Ma nevet la lahad alufta di machmora al garma. What am I going to do with this animal? It's machmor on itself. It doesn't want to eat the mai. Sagin varim and demai for achlis. I'm sorry, because sagin goes together. Machmar to agarma sagin. It's very machmir on itself. Harim and demayin for achlis. Separate demayin at eight. So the story of Pichas Ben Yair's animal is such that with kachamayrim and not like the chamar of Pichas Ben Yair. Now in the Bavli, the story is slightly different. Reb Chaim, what's different?
You don't have this arichas.
No, but here it didn't want to eat by the ganovim because the ganovim didn't separate truma.
Right.
And here it's saying that by the ganovim it didn't eat because it went on a hunger strike. And in Pichas Ben Yair's house it had this chumra that it didn't.
Yeah, chumra. This shows here.
Very machmir the donkey. Pischi pesachia alakinim. Pesachia was in charge of the bird's nest. Barei magadol who koyche shaloi seyish. See how great that man Mordechai was. Pesach devarim v'darshan. They explain, kinim is very complicated. The Mesechtas kinim, when bird nests get mixed down, very complicated how to deal with it. So his godless, they had to have a godly dar to take care of it. Yedeya ba'ayin lashin, tani. Sanhedrin sheyesh boshnayim sheyachaylin ledaber. Now, as in yeshiva, they always taught us that all 70 people, all 70 members of Sanhedrin had to know shivim lashin. Does it say something like that? Is that the way you learned? They used to teach us everyone in Sanhedrin had to know shivim lashin. So I don't know if it says that in the Bavli. Here it says, Sanhedrin sheyesh b'shnayim sheyachaylin ledaber. All you need is two people in the Sanhedrin that can speak 70 languages. Kulan roin l'shmaya. They all have to be able to understand it, even if they can't speak it. Harizaruyo l'Sanhedrin. Gimel, if you have three people who can speak all the languages, harizabeinidis, that's an average Sanhedrin. Dalid, you have four people who can speak 70 languages, harizuchachma. That's a bright one. In Yavna, there were four people that could speak 70 languages. Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Ben Chakinoi, and Rav Elazar Ben Masya. What's harder, to speak a foreign language or to understand it?
Speak
is harder than understanding.
Yeah, well, a lot of people understand Yiddish, words. Right? You understand a lot of people understand Yiddish. Speaking Yiddish.
I don't know. I find in Israel I could speak Hebrew. But I have a hard time understanding.
No, you have a hard time understanding.
That's the thing. I speak Lashon Kodesh, the Lashon Kodesh Hebrew. But they throw in all these Chinese words, you know, like half the words are not,
very modern.
That's why you can't speak the Chinese words.
The Chinese words. When I go to the security, they look at me, they assume I can speak Hebrew. So they ask me, you speak Hebrew? So I always tell them, I speak the Ivrit HaTanachi. I tell them I can speak the Tanach Ivrit, and not the other one. So they usually say, okay, you can go already. You know, the Arabs don't know what that is. Om Reb Chista. Pam achas yavsha eretz Yisrael, v'lo yadu mehechen lehevi aymer. One time, there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know from where to bring the aymer. Havat amadchan ilayim. There was one man who was a deaf mute. Now he knew, but he couldn't say. So have a yoiv chadyode al gagois, chadyode al tzrifim. He put one hand on a roof, I don't know how you put it on the roof, and one on a tent. So they didn't know, what's he trying to tell us? Isnu kamei de psachia. So now, Mordechai had to know 70 languages. So Gemara is saying, not only 70 languages. Sign language. Sign language, like, omalahu. So when this man did it, he said, Issasar, the Miskaria, is there a place called Ganois Tzrifim? Like Tzrifim Ganois? I was like, Taman Vashkechan. I could have figured that out too, no? So they went, they found the Omer in this place called Ganois Tzrifim. A second story, I'm Rabbi Yosef Bei Rabbi Bain, Pamachas Nisraf Koloi, Nishtaf Koloi Lam Kulai. There was a pestilence, there was a disease in all the crops. They didn't know where they can get Eimer. Same story. He put one hand on his eyes and one hand on the hinges of the door. Same thing. I'm a line. So he understood not only 70 languages, but he understood the sign language of these people too.
How did they know that this guy knew anything?
They probably knew him. He didn't come from nowhere. They knew he's apparently, if he'd just be a kook, they wouldn't have taken him to Mordechai. They knew he's a person. He was urgently trying to give them a message. Yeah. So they brought him to him.
Yeah. Why is he called Mordechai? His euphemism is Psachia.
Psachia. Because he was called Psachia because he was Pesach at Irish. It was his nickname. I keep on saying Mordechai because that's how we know him. Gimel Nashim Eviu Kaneim. Another unclear speech. Three women brought the Kineim. Now, why would a woman bring birds? Could be she was a Zava. Could be a Ledes. Or could be it's just a donation, a carbon that's a donation. Achas Emeris La'ainasi. Achas Emeris Limasi. Achas Emeris L'zivasi. They have to know, the ladies didn't stay. You know, we think of it, you bring a carbon, you stand there, you watch it be done. No. Probably did it a lot of times. But there are times they had a shofar, you just threw in the money. Yeah, or you left the money and they brought the carbon. So these ladies left messages, one word messages. So what did they mean? What type of carbon is it? Zushay meres la'inasi savra meimer, shefaz kamayan. She's bleeding, it means she's a Zava, she was bleeding. A Zava is a woman who bleeds irregularly. Omer Lain. So Mordechai told them no. She meant Ba'aino Sakanta. She had a Sakana in her eye, and she's bringing it as a Taida, as a thanks. Zushe Meris Limasi, Sovereign Meimar, Shefaz Kayam. Thought she's bleeding like the ocean. Omer Lain, Biyama Sakanta. She means to say she was in a Sakana in the ocean. So she's bringing it as a Taida. Zushe Meris Lizivasi, now that's an easy one. Savra Meimer Zava Mamish. Sounds like she's a Zava. I'm a line. Ze'ev ba lita lesbina. It's a carbon taida. Wolf came to take her son and he was saved. So she's bringing a carbon.
Why would you do it right?
What's the message in these things?
Cryptically.
What's the message in these cryptic things? The message is part of the job. Now, there were many people who did things normally. There were a few such people. Part of the job of Havana is to understand the person, the body language, the way he's bringing it. And it's all part of the job of the Kinasi. Because you say, you take a Gadol Hadar, he's in charge of the pigeons. Why do you need a Gadol Hadar? Take a Shamus. So it's saying, because it required a lot of chachma, a lot of wisdom, to know what in the world the ladies were talking about.
The makrivit, he has to know if it's for a ziva or for it's an adava.
So I'm not sure if the halachas are the same. Yeah, you need l'shem. One of the five l'shmas is l'shem, the type of carbon you do.
Imagine if it's a toda versus
l'shem toda, l'shem
adava.
I have to be an adava.
What? Not a real carbon. It's a carbon adava for a toda. I don't think it'd be a bird.
These are ifis. These are ifis.
But so I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if it, I it could. It, you know, carbon. Could it be carbon? I think it's just a carbon of thanks.
The woman said, "How do we know that he was right?
Yeah.
How do we know he was right? If he would have been wrong, the Gemara wouldn't have brought it down. Yeah, I don't know. See, part of knowing, I guess, the Shivam L'Shainais is understanding people.
No, see, the first two stories...
They're legitimate because you...
I agree with you, that's why it's the greatness of him, I guess.
They found the gold, as it were.
Ben Achia was in charge of bellyaches. Al Yedei Shehoyu HaKayin HaMahalchin Yechefim Al HaRitzpah. Since Kayin went barefoot on a cold floor, Vayu Eichlin Basar. So when you go cold, your blood vessels constrict, right? They become narrow. And then you eat meat. The stomach, the blood in the stomach is what helps the digestion. They couldn't drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash, so they had meat and water. So they used to come to a condition, a stomach ache. And this person, this Ben Achia knew, then chamar tav lamaya, vaiden chamar samam lamaya. That this wine is good for the stomach, for the intestines, va hayden chamar samam lamaya. And this wine is a poison for the stomach.
Not all wines were alike.
So he knew, apparently not all wines were alike. I saw in the Divrei Torah, the Munkacha, he asked, why did they get belly aches in the Beis HaMikdash? There were no flies in the Beis HaMikdash. A lot of things happen in the Beis HaMikdash. Belly aches, it's, you know, it's hit or miss. Sometimes you have a steak, you get a belly ache. Sometimes you have a steak, you don't get a belly ache. So why did the Kainim get belly aches in the Mikdash? So he writes, I forgot Peshem who, that there was a desire that the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash be done with Mesiris Nefesh. It's a picnic, you know, everyone wants to go, you get steaks, you eat all kinds of good food. There was a desire that the people in the Beis HaMikdash do it Mesiris Nefesh. So part of the job is you had to eat meat, and you had to eat it before it became nicer. So with Mesiris Nefesh, they ate it. Today, that's why today a lot of people continue to eat in such a fashion.
They gorge themselves.
Let's learn one more minute to finish the Amid. Nechunya Chayfer Shichin. Now what expertise do you need to dig Shichin? So this, I'll teach you, tell me exactly the science of it. Now this is a very big thing. People are ila regal, you have millions of people coming. There was no, you didn't just turn on the tap, you had to have water. So he dug shichin uma'aris. Ma'aris are caves where people bathe, and shichin are water holes where people drink. Vavayada, and he knew, hen den kif makairamaya. If you dig a hole here, you'll get cold water for drinking. Hai den kif isbe shar Ruvi.
Heated water.
And this one has warm water, a heated water. Varech and sharvavuse mata, matya. And until where the water would stay hot. So he knew where the water got hot. Now listen to this Gemara. Armor Ebelaza, umeis benai bitsama. He was in charge of the water. His son died of thirst. Now it's a very strange statement. His son died of it. He was in charge of the water. He provided water to a million people. And his son died in thirst. So the Gemara goes on to bring a story which I guess explains it. It's a funny way to stop with a son dying in thirst. So there's one place the Marsha ends with something bad. So he writes two words, Yeshua Kareiva, at the end. So Yeshua Kareiva, today, this is actually now Friday's daf that we're up to. So tomorrow is Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. If it continues this style, Gemara will be in good shape.